God's grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Father in heaven and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy April Fool's Day, everyone. Isn't this everyone's favorite made-up holiday? It is the day that we separate the pranksters from the gullible. I wish I could say I was the prankster in that group. I can't tell you how many events I thought I was going to be able to go to, how many Star Wars conventions I was going to, in order to find out the person telling me was telling me on April Fool's Day. I am getting better, though. I was skeptical I was actually preaching today. But isn't that so true, though? After so many April Fool's Days, after so many times of being tricked, we become skeptical. We don't want to believe, because if we believe, we might become foolish. And there's nothing more foolish to believe than today's epistle reading. You are the ambassadors for Christ to a world that needs reconciliation with him. Now, at first glance, this doesn't seem to be as scary or bad, but then we realize what this world actually is. It is a world that is full of sin, full of death. And it's run by Satan and his demons. It killed the one who created it. Off you go. Go reconcile this world to God. Go be sent. God is sending you to this world. He is sending you to places you won't want to go. He is sending you to children who are crazy and won't listen. He is sending you to spouses who are constantly angry at you. He is sending you to places where you're going to feel lonely and depressed. He's going to send you to teenagers who are cutting themselves because they hate who they are. He's going to send you to parents who are concerned about their children because they're making all the wrong choices. He's going to send you into a hospital room where moments before there was eager expectation for new life, but the heartbeat stopped minutes before. He's going to send you to places where you're going to fail time and time and time again. And you have no idea what God is doing. You have no idea how God could possibly be using you. For some of us, this reality is coming sooner than we think. Exactly 1 month from today is call day, where many people will be placed, called. We are all sent to the world to reconcile to it, but those of us who are receiving calls get a certain place. I can say exactly to whom I'm being called, but with that comes extra responsibility. And you look at all of this, you look at what you're facing, and then you look at yourself. You know how much of a hard worker you are, or not. You know how much you lack certain gifts and how much you were like your neighbor. You know how jealous you are. You know how lustful you are. You know how much you steal your professor's time or your students' time or each other. You feel ill-equipped. You feel uncalled. And so you look to God, and God, give me something. Give me something to face this world, because I got nothing. And God's like, okay, here you go. Here's some bread, some water, some wine. And, oh, and a couple words. That's what you're going to fight Satan with. That's helpful. But when these things happen, we forget. We are not the first ones who were sent to reconcile the world to God. Nor do we have the most foolish task. For God sent Jesus to be sin who knew no sin. This is God's perfect plan, everybody. Hey, you never sinned before. Become sin. And now go die. Go die on that cross. We think that bread, wine, and water are foolish. They do not compare to the foolishness of the cross. The cross was hard. The cross was painful. The cross was shameful. It was foolish. But Christ, trusting in the foolish ways of his Father, obeyed it perfectly. And so now everything has been brought to Christ. And he has made all things new. He has ushered in a new creation of which you and I are now a part of. You and I in the waters of baptism have been receiving new life. Through the body and blood of Christ with the bread and wine have been fed and nourished. And with words, we learn what it means to be ambassadors for Christ. But at the same time, we still would like to know a little bit, how is God using me? How can he possibly use me? Sure, he gives me all these gifts, but I don't see what he's doing with my life. That's not up for us to know. And God shows us this with a fish. You see, there was this fish. It was swimming around. It was doing fishy things. And it saw something it wanted to eat. So he ate it. And it kept swimming. And it received indigestion and spat that thing back out. And the entire city of Nineveh was reconciled to God. Does that fish have any idea what it did? No. Because it wasn't about the fish. It was about God. It was about God reconciling Nineveh. It's not about you. It's not about your gifts. It's not about your abilities. It's about God. And God will reconcile this world to himself. And he's always used foolish means, things that don't make any sense to us. He's used fish. He's used crosses. And he uses sinners like you and me. So when you're falling into despair, when you have no idea what God is doing, just trust him. Trust in the foolish ways of God and that he can do anything, even you, to reconcile the world to himself. Amen.